The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Welcome to Trending in America, a daily podcast brought to you by BingePods app, powered by our friendly artificial intelligence that will make you sound like a genius in less than 3 minutes. Be it pop culture, sports, politics, tech advancements, or entertainment, our promise is that we will keep you in the know. Today we have a topic that has been making waves in the headlines, the call for the impeachment of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. Strap in, folks, because this story is about to take some unexpected twists. It all started with a report by ProPublica that revealed Justice Thomas had accepted luxury gifts for over 2 decades from a prominent Republican donor, Harlan Crow, without disclosing them. Trips on private jets, stays at lavish resorts, and even a trip to an exclusive all-male retreat in California. The details were jaw-dropping. The total cost of these gifts, over $500,000. But the story didn't end there. Harlan Crow came forward, acknowledging that he had extended hospitality to Justice Thomas, but insisted that it was not intended to influence his judicial decisions. However, the evidence seemed to suggest otherwise. Justice Thomas had ruled on multiple cases where Crow or his associates had a direct interest, without recusing himself or disclosing the gifts. The calls for impeachment grew louder, with legal experts and activists alike pointing out the serious breach of ethics by Justice Thomas. This was not a matter of political differences, but a question of upholding the integrity of the highest court in the land. However, the road to impeachment was not easy. Justice Thomas had a loyal base of supporters who defended him, and there were political challenges in the impeachment process. As the pressure mounted, Justice Thomas finally announced his resignation from the Supreme Court. It was a momentous day, and a reminder that no one is above the law. But the fight for a fair and just judiciary continues, and we must remain vigilant in holding our leaders accountable, no matter how powerful they may be. That's all for today's episode. Join us next time as we continue to shine a light on the stories that matter. Thanks for listening to the world's first AI-generated podcast by BingePods. We hope you found the information and insights we shared to be valuable. If you enjoyed the episode, please take a moment to rate us 5 stars on your favorite podcast app right now and download the BingePods app to enjoy more such podcasts. We look forward to having you tune in next time.